You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest in studio with me is Mary Simonson, and she's from Lightweights for Women. You can find her online at lightweightslongview.com. Again, that's lightweightlongview.com, and the contact number 360-577-8950, and if you missed it, we'll give it again here at the end. Well, first of all, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what you did before this, because Lightweights for Women sounds like health and fitness and all that kind of good stuff. But how long have you been in the business and what did you do before?
I've actually been in the health and fitness business 30 years.
30 years.
I came to Longview in 2000. Mm-hmm. And I used to be, for 13 years, I was the health and fitness director at the YMCA locally here.
Okay.
And decided so, I wanted to, it's been something I wanted to do for a long time, way back when I got out of college. And an opportunity just came to itself that this person was selling the health club. So I decided I wanted to own my own club.
You don't look old enough to have been doing this for 30 years.
that's part of the health and fitness trend.
Yeah, that's the health and fitness stuff.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what made you decide to get involved with Lightweights for Women? What was your inspiration or passion here?
When I first got out of college, I worked for a women's only club, actually for 5 years. The joke was I came with the lease because I went through three owners and four names.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different environment than a co-ed club.
Sure.
Women's only clubs are very, not only in the exercises, but there's a big social aspect to women's health.
Mm-hmm.
And women love to talk to women. And like when I bought it, I walked in there and there was a bookshelf. And I'm like, why do we have books? Oh, because this club has a book club. So the members come in, bring their books, take their books out. They swap books back and forth because there really is a social aspect to a women's club mm-hmm. that is missing in a co-ed club.
Mm-hmm.
They would come have coffee afterwards together, things like that. And if someone is missing, oh, they know it. They're asking, and they may even start calling each other to see what's going on.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting, and I wouldn't have thought of that, but it's also not surprising because I think of all the different types of groups that are set up, you know, around women's activities, and that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. It's a holistic approach to things. We're doing exercise, we're doing cardio, we're doing strength training, but we're also socializing.
Mm-hmm. I like it because it also creates a level of accountability. If I'm going and doing something with, you know, 5 or 10 of my friends, they're going to notice when I'm not there. And for me to be able to, if I was working out on my own, it's really easy for me to call in sick, so to speak, or just be, you know, not have enough time or just be too lazy or whatever. But when my friends are going to be there and I know they're there, not only do I miss out on the social aspect, but I'm telling them by not showing up that I'm too lazy or making excuses too.
Yes, because many a times they will say, oh, Mary, did you hear anything from so-and-so because she's not here today? And I say, well, she didn't say anything to me. Did she say anything to you? Because they know they're going to be missed. So they'll let us know when they have a doctor's appointment or have to travel down to Vancouver or anything like that. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's talk about some of the struggles and challenge in business. You mentioned that one of the factors is actually around retention. This isn't overly surprising because there's many people tend to think of health as this, I don't know. It's not so much about the little journey as it ought to be. Like, they get to a point, they think of it more as a destination. So they get to a point where, you know, they're feeling okay, and then they'll go, now I don't need to do this anymore. And they're
exactly.
unplugging. Is that what you're finding?
Exactly. And what they don't understand is even a week off, whatever strength and cardiovascular gains you have start declining.
Mm-hmm.
Your body, as I say, does not go on hold while you go on vacation.
Right.
And so what happens is, okay, hey, I'm feeling good. There's a maintenance that you need to keep doing it. And they miss even several weeks. I think it's three to be exact. You've lost 60%. Of your gains mm-hmm. that you have accomplished,
mm-hmm.
and you're starting over. And that's where it hurts. And then it hurts, and people don't want to come back. So I went, and I was exercising again, but it was painful. If you had continued on a maintenance, which is much less workout, many
sure.
shorter days of the week or less days of the week, it's a lot easier to keep that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's when you think about even a rocket blasting off into space, it's a lot easier to keep that thing going once it's going than to have to keep starting over.
So I used to tell little kids that I coached in soccer, keep moving. Don't just stand there, because it takes, what's the physics? It takes more inertia to get going.
Mm-hmm.
But once you are going, it's a lot easier just to go after the ball. Yes.
Share with us some of the things that you're most proud of that you've done with the gym.
I have been able to bring people in, and actually I have been able to keep them to a certain point because I care.
Mm-hmm.
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And some other owners may just be into it for the dollars, where I'm into it for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that when they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been building, I built the Zumba class. I started the yoga classes that are offered there. I'm the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a big difference, too. They know Mary's waiting for them, and their spot on the floor is saved until they arrive.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you say that, because a lot of people think about any type of business or any type of opportunity just strictly in the sense of the dollars. And I like the fact that you talk about caring, because if you care a lot about people, before you walked into the studio, I had just jumped off the phone with somebody who's building a business and is having some conflict because they're worried so much about the money. And I had just said to him, if you show people that you care and do that very consistently, the money will take care of itself.
Yes, exactly.
It really will.
Mm-hmm.
So love that you shared that. You mentioned some of the area, because we're here in the Washington area. You mentioned about the county that your gym is in. Number one county for unhealthy people and number three in obesity. That is some very staggering statistics.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, the unhealthy part is because we do have a lot of senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming here from other areas around the country, but also, you know, we had a very large population in the millworking field, which
mm-hmm.
is big here mm-hmm. in town. And so they just stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're on the drugs, they got these health problems and that health problems.
Mm-hmm. What recommendation would you have for somebody who is maybe sitting home today and thinking, hey, you know, I don't want to come to the gym because there's all these in shape people there and I'm out of shape and, you know, I'm going to look silly or funny. What advice do you have to them? And we're just about out of time.
Oh, well,
here.
Come in anyway, because you'd be surprised what the people look like and
mm-hmm.
how the people act and react. And in this town, you probably find someone that you know there.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest is Mary Simonson. And Mary Simonson is from Lightweights for Women. And you can find her online, lightweightslongview.com. Again, that's lightweightslongview.com. And that light is L-I-T-E. The contact number, 360-577-8950. Again, 360-577-8950. Thanks for coming on the broadcast here with us today, Mary. And I hope many people take this to heart and make a commitment to their fitness, because as I've learned from my own life experiences, staying
yes.
healthy and staying fit is not a part-time job.
No, it's not. It is a full-time job. It is a priority.
Absolutely. Again, Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.